it's somewhat comical that he thinks he can provide advice to President Trump now, but it's not out of character for him.
In it, he says that the U.S. political system and electoral structure are corrupt and anti-public. It has enslaved for decades people's votes to benefit a certain minority. He refers to that minority as tyrants of global wealth and power. What does he mean?
That is a very conventional charge that Iran has placed on the U.S. Iran has been systematically accusing the United States of being a corrupt power, not only domineering other states in the world, the third world, but also being unjust internally towards its own citizens, towards the blacks, towards Muslims. So that's quite a conventional accusation that Iran has been placing on the U.S., and Ahmadinejad is simply repeating that. The advantage Ahmadinejad has is that Trump came to office with that very slogan that he is going to drain the swamp in Washington.
How does Mr. Ahmadinejad look at that?
From Ahmadinejad's point of view, Trump has admitted to the very charge that Iran has been placing on the U.S. for a long time. Trump has actually vindicated Iranian accusations.
He said the outcome of the U.S. meddling in others' affairs and military deployments to other regions and imposing thousands of U.S. military, security, and intelligence bases around the globe has resulted in insecurity, war, division, killing, displacement of nations. Does he hope that this will have some influence on U.S. policy?
I don't think he would realistically expect impact of that nature. But I think what he is trying to achieve in that letter is that he is trying to speak to a domestic audience in Iran with the upcoming elections in Iran in May. One of his allies is a candidate. So he's trying to really shore up support for his ally at the elections.